Director General, Ambassador Shahar, Ambassador Freiherr von Ungern Sternberg, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, it's my great honor to welcome you to the annual Holocaust Memorial Ceremony at the United Nations in Geneva, organized in observance of the International Day of Commemoration in memory of the victims of the Holocaust. Just a reminder for our speakers that simultaneous interpretation is provided. Channel 2 is English and Channel 3 is French. And for people watching us on webcast, you can select the appropriate channel to follow in the appropriate language. My name is Réal Leblanc, and I'm the Chief of Press and External Relations at the United Nations Information Service. It is my privilege to be part of this ceremony held this year under the theme Facing the Aftermath, Recovery and Reconstitution After the Holocaust. The process of recovery and reconstitution of individuals, community, and systems of justice right after the Holocaust included the accurate recording of the historical account of what happened before and during the Holocaust. Today, we wholeheartedly support Holocaust education to remember a dark period of our history that too many still wish to deny and rewrite. Because of the extraordinary circumstances of a global pandemic, we are forced today to hold this ceremony in a virtual format, but we appreciate you being with us in spirit and watching this ceremony on your screens. During this ceremony, we will hear from several guests, the Director General of the United Nations in Geneva, Tatiana Valovaya, Her Excellency Meirav Eilon Shahar, Ambassador and Permanent Representative of Israel to the United Nations in Geneva, and His Excellency Michael Freiherr von Ungern Sternberg, Ambassador and Permanent Representative of Germany to the United Nations in Geneva. Before I give the floor to each of our distinguished guests, I invite you to listen to the message of United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres on the occasion of this International Day.
Today, we honor the memory of the 6 million Jews